This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, March 5th. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, an Illinois House committee has passed legislation allowing for the use of marijuana for medicinal purposes. It's the first time it's gotten that far. Illinois Public Radio's Amanda Vinicky will have her story in a few minutes. We'll also check the forecast for Champaign-Urbana, but first a look at today's news. The village of Savoy is included in the list of area road projects receiving federal economic stimulus money. While the majority of the $4.1 million is tied to work in Champaign, Urbana, and the U of I campus area, Savoy will get $305,000 for the widening of South Prospect Avenue between Curtis and Windsor Roads. Mayor Bob McCleary says it's been a top priority in the village for years.
We rank down because we're smaller, and our projects tend to be smaller. And so it took them looking at what our number one project was and making sure that somehow it fit. And we appreciate the fact that everybody worked together towards providing some of this for the citizens of Savoy.
Construction is expected to start early next year. McCleary and other local mayors approved the funding distribution in yesterday's committee meeting with the Champaign-Urbana Urbanized Area Transportation Study, or CUATS. The most federal money, or just over $2 million, will be going to reconstruction of Windsor Road between Philo and High Cross Roads in Urbana. The list of projects goes to Illinois' Department of Transportation, which distributes the money with the stipulation that projects get underway within the next year. Although the mayor of Pontiac didn't get the meeting with Governor Pat Quinn he was seeking, he learned a decision will be made soon on the future of Pontiac Correctional Center. Mayor Scott McCoy was in Springfield yesterday seeking a meeting with Quinn in order to tell him Pontiac is being devastated by the threat of losing the prison and its 500-plus jobs. With Quinn busy in other meetings, however, he didn't meet McCoy. Quinn's chief of staff, Jerry Sturmer, listened to McCoy's pleas. According to McCoy, Sturmer said a decision on the prison could come within the next month. Then-Governor Rob Blagojevich planned to close Pontiac Prison last December and move its inmates to a largely unused prison in Thompson. An injunction has kept the prison open. Illinois' House has voted to strip state pension benefits from anyone impeached and removed from office, but it won't impact former Governor Rob Blagojevich. Sean Crawford has the story.
Blagojevich was booted out of office earlier this year, but he could eventually earn more than $60,000 a year in retirement once he turns 55. Freshman Democratic lawmaker Keith Farnham of Elgin says it's wrong for an official who broke the public's trust to get a pension. His legislation would prohibit payments to anyone in a situation like Blagojevich.
I see no reason why somebody who has either committed a crime or committed something to the level of impeachment and conviction by the Senate and thrown out should be rewarded.
Farnham's measure, if it becomes law, would only apply to future cases. But Blagojevich has another obstacle to clear before seeing a windfall. If a court eventually convicts him, he could lose all or part of his pension. I'm Sean Crawford.
More than 3,000 Catholics descended on the state capitol in Springfield yesterday to lobby lawmakers on issues important to their faith. Todd Feuer has that story.
Cardinal Francis George led the effort to tell the governor and lawmakers where the Catholic Church stands on moral and financial issues. Chief among them was a measure to double tax credits from $500 to $1,000 for education expenses for both private and public schools. Doing so would cost the state an additional $70 million a year, but the Cardinal says Catholic schools save the state far more money on public school funding.
The Catholic school system educates about 12% of the students in this state and saves the taxpayers about $2 billion a year.
Cardinal George also met with the governor and legislative leaders to discuss a proposal he claims would hinder doctors from refusing to perform abortions based on religious objections. Many other Catholics met with their local lawmakers to lobby them on issues such as prompt payment of state bills due to Catholic hospitals, nursing homes, and social service providers, and to voice their opposition to same-sex marriages and the death penalty. I'm Todd Feuer.
Illinois Treasurer Alexi Janulius visited the U of I Quad in Urbana yesterday to help student senators promote responsible credit card use. But he also had a few words about his political ambitions, as AM 580's Jim Meadows reports.
Janulius's visit to campus happened to coincide with student government elections, and the 32-year-old Democrat gave a lighthearted reminder for students to get out and vote.
You have only until midnight tonight to vote, and since most of you go to bed about 9 or 10 o'clock, it's extremely important for you to do it during the day.
But Janulius has another election on his mind. On Monday, he filed paperwork to form an exploratory committee for a run for Roland Burris's Senate seat in 2010. Janulius indirectly referred to Burris's controversial appointment by former Governor Rob Blagojevich by saying Illinois needed two senators who can lead with effectiveness and integrity.
And instead, this has become just an enormous distraction and sideshow and embarrassment for the people of Illinois who deserve to have two senators fighting on their behalf every day.
Janulius says his financial background as state treasurer and as a former banker would help him address the nation's economic problems in the Senate. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
For the latest newscast online, go to will.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bossert. Illinois could join the ranks of 13 other states that have legalized marijuana for medicinal purposes. A key vote may be an indication that the so-called compassionate use of medical cannabis concept has a chance to become law. While attempts failed in recent years, a House committee yesterday gave its approval to letting seriously ill people use and grow pot. Amanda Vinicky has this report.
Lucy McFarlane says she is always in pain. Always. And she says there's no reason she should have to break the law to feel better. Like she admits she did today, before pleading her case to lawmakers.
I'm getting some good cannabis cookies for my friends today, so the pain is much, much better.
It appears the pot-laced ginger snap left McFarlane's eyes looking slightly glazed, but a passerby wouldn't notice that the 46-year-old, with her blonde hair and French manicured nails, is high. Nor would anyone be able to tell at a glance that she's afflicted with a serious genetic neurological disorder. McFarlane has neurofibromatosis, a condition that resulted in her having a set of surgeries on her spine. The last one was in 1995. McFarlane says she's been in pain ever since. Doctors put her on a battery of drugs that she says did a lot more than dull her aches.
I was a shadow of my former self for 10 years. I was so looped out on OxyContin and methadone. I slept 14, 16 hours a day. I'm more aware of my life now. I'm living. I get up at 8 o'clock in the morning. My whole life has changed, getting off these narcotics.
Off the narcotics and onto cannabis.
To control, I'd say six times a day, I'll inhale.
Six joints?
No, not joints. I smoke. I got a little glass elephant, and
okay.
It's a little one-hitter.
Okay.
But it's more than one hit, you know.
It's a remedy that would become legal under the legislation that's now before the Illinois House. All she or anyone would have to do is get a doctor's diagnosis of a debilitating medical condition, as well as the physician's written certification that cannabis would help alleviate the symptoms. Qualifying patients would submit that information, pay an as-yet undetermined fee to the Department of Public Health, and get a registry identification card in return. Anyone with the card, as well as a patient's caregivers, could legally grow as many as 7 cannabis plants and keep 2 ounces of pot on hand.
It's outrageous and unnecessary.
That's David Jockson, an Illinois State Police Lieutenant and the statewide drug enforcement coordinator. Jockson says 7 plants would yield enough for 1,764 grams of cannabis, which he translates to 3,528 joints. And if each plant yields several crops a year, he says a conservative estimate is that someone could annually produce more than 10,500 joints.
So one has to wonder what will happen to all that surplus marijuana. Think about that.
Jackson has. He says a few years ago, during a sting in Bloomington, the police bought high-grade bud for $300 and $400 an ounce.
I mean, that's very lucrative. People are going to take advantage of this. There are going to be pitfalls. There are going to be chances for abuse.
And speaking of quality, that's another problem for law enforcement. Limey Nargelinas is deputy director of the Illinois Association of Chiefs of Police.
It's uncontrolled. I mean, anybody can grow it. Anybody can sell it. There's dispensaries. You can grow your own if you want.
Those are just some of critics' concerns. 4 years ago, when the same House panel took up a proposal to legalize medicinal marijuana, President George Bush sent his federal drug czar to make these arguments. It worked then. The measure failed, which makes this vote potentially significant. It's the first time a House committee has okayed the concept. Similar proposals have made it through the state Senate in recent years. They were sponsored by Chicago Democrat John Cullerton, who's now the Senate president. But at least one person suffering from a painful disease isn't waiting for lawmakers to make a decision.
Well, I'm going to fight. And until it's legal, I'm going to continue to use it illegally.
Lucy McFarland says prohibiting people like her from the benefit of cannabis is an unjust law that she says isn't worth obeying. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
In the forecast for the region, partly sunny skies today. We have a high around 62 degrees. Mostly cloudy tonight, the low around 50. Partly sunny Friday, the high around 65. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, the low around 50. Breezy Saturday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, the high around 68. Showers and thunderstorms are likely Saturday night and Sunday with a low around 48, the high around 58. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. For Thursday, March 5th, you can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.